Well, good afternoon, everyone. Nice to be here. We have a beautiful day. Looks nicer to be outdoors than indoors today, I think, but you'll have to put up with me anyway for a while. Well, an article some time ago talked about Final Jeopardy in the newspaper, and I don't know about you, I watch Jeopardy quite regularly, although I'm finding more and more that I don't even understand the question anymore or what they're trying to refer to. It can't be old age. It must be something else. I don't know. But anyway, the final Jeopardy question on June 17th, 2013, was in the category in the newspaper, and the question was, her pen name honored a wise old woman from the Old Testament and a 19th century U.S. president. A wise old woman from the Old Testament and a 19th century U.S. president. Now, I tried to think of wise women or any women really in the Bible or U.S. presidents, but I couldn't come up with the person they were referring to. The correct response was, who was Abigail Van Buren, known as Dear Abby in the newspapers? So after looking up the primary reference to Abigail, I was reminded of the incident that describes her wisdom, and that is the subject of this message, which I've titled, The Wise Woman. The Wise Woman. We'll be looking at 1 Samuel 25, verses 2 through 43. 1 Samuel 25, verse 2. Now there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel, and the man was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife, Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance. But the man was harsh and evil in his doings. He was of the house of Caleb. Continuing in verse 4, when David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep, David sent 10 young men, and David said to the young men, go up to Carmel, go to Nabal, and greet him in my name, and thus you shall say to him who lives in prosperity, peace be to you, peace to your house, and peace to all that you have. Now I have heard that you have shearers. Your shepherds were with us. We did not hurt them, nor was there anything missing from them all the while they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let my young men find favor in your eyes, for we come on a feast day. Please give whatever comes to your hand to your servants and to your son David. In verse 9, so when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all these words in the name of David and waited. Now, not only did David and his men do no harm to Nabal's flocks and shepherds, but he protected and helped them. And David and his army could have simply robbed Nabal instead of asking for help, but he did ask and now was waiting for a response. And David probably thought that his asking was merely an unnecessary formality, because he kind of expected them to return the kindness that he had shown them. Verse 10, then Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David and who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays who break away from each one from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shearers and give it to men when I do not know where they're from? So David's young men turned on their heels and went back, and they came and told him all these words. So So Nabal implied that David was a breakaway servant from Saul. And David was furious at his response. Verse 13, then David said to his men, every man gird on his sword. So every man girded on his sword, and David also girded on his sword. And about 400 men went with David, and 200 stayed with the supplies. Now, have you ever been kind of furious about some situation, some kind of trivial situation? I sometimes let trivial things get on me. My nerves are bothered me a little bit, and I don't remember when this happened, but the way the sales tax worked, you could buy two of something for 25 cents. If you bought four, it would cost you 51 cents. That bothered me. Now, that was far from a trivial incident for David. What we're speaking about, nothing as trivial as what I mentioned, but David was ready to go to Nabal with force. Now, verse 14. Now, one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, look, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master, and he reviled them. But the men were very good to us, and we were not hurt, nor did we miss anything as long as we accompanied them when we were in the fields. They were a wall to us, both by night and day, all the time we were with them, keeping the sheep. Now, therefore, know and consider what you will do, for harm is determined against our master and against all his household. For he is such a scoundrel that one cannot speak to him. They're talking about their master. Now, it was widely known among the servants that Nabal was a scoundrel. The servant had a good relationship with Abigail and trusted her to take care of the matter. So what did Abigail do? How did she step in? Verse 18, then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves of bread, two skins of wine, five sheep already dressed, five seahs of roasted grain, 100 clusters of raisins, 200 cakes of figs, and loaded them on donkeys. And she said to her servants, go on before me. See, I am coming after you. But she did not tell her husband Nabal. So she was going ahead, kind of sidestepping Nabal, because she didn't want to see any conflict come. Now, she knew how her husband acted in a rage and knew that David would be also quick to retaliate. So she gathered food abundantly, knew that she had no time to waste in getting it to David. She didn't consult with her husband, who was probably drunk at the time. She undoubtedly knew that it could be dangerous and risky to approach David in the frame of mind he would certainly be in, but also knew that there would be much death and destruction if she did nothing. So it was, as she rode on the donkey, that she went down under cover of the hill. And there were David and his men coming down toward her, and she met them. Now David had said, surely in vain I have protected all that this fellow has in the whole wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that belongs to him. And he has repaid me evil for good. May God do so, and more also to the enemies of David, if I leave one male out of all who belong to him by morning light. David's ready for action, retaliation. Now, when Abigail saw David, she dismounted quickly from the donkey. She fell on her face before David and bowed down to the ground. So she fell at his feet and said, on me, my Lord, on me, let this iniquity be. And please let your maidservant speak in your ears and hear the words of your maidservant. Please do not let my Lord regard the scoundrel Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, your maidservant, did not see the young men of my Lord whom you sent. Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, since the Lord has held you back from coming to bloodshed and from avenging yourself with your own hand, now then let your enemies and those who seek harm for my Lord be as Nabal. Now, Abigail made a very serious, sincere, and humble appeal to David, and she apologized for her husband's foolishness. David was taken by her beauty, her wisdom, and her humility. It cooled his temper and soothed his anger. So Abigail knew just the right approach to take with David so that David would be calmed and would not get into war or something like this. In verse 32, then David said to Abigail, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel who sent you this day to meet me. And blessed is your advice, and blessed are you, because you have kept me this day from coming to bloodshed and from avenging myself with my own hand. For indeed, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who has kept me back from hurting you, unless you had hurried and come to meet me, surely by morning light no males would have been left to Nabal." This was how seriously he was planning to take retribution. So David received from her hand what she had brought him and said to her, "Go up in peace to your house. See, I have heeded your voice and respected your person." And David thanked her for keeping him from avenging himself. Now Abigail went to Nabal, and there he was. This is verse 36. Holding a feast in his house like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk. Therefore she told him nothing, little or much, until morning light. So it was in the morning, when the wine had gone from Nabal and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him and he became like a stone. Then it happened after about 10 days that the Lord struck Nabal and he died. Now she waited until morning to tell Nabal. He had a heart attack and died 10 days later. So now, what is David going to do? There's a beautiful widow who lives in the desert at Paran, and she's actually the only woman who has been a blessing to him. Verse 39. So when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, "Blessed be the Lord, who has pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal and has kept his servant from evil. For the Lord has returned the wickedness of Nabal on his own head." Go ahead to chapter 30, 1 Samuel 30. Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken captive the women and those who were there from small to great. They did not kill anyone but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was burned with fire. Their wives, their sons, their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, had been taken captive. And it says in verse 18 of chapter 30, so David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. Now, was she wise? She definitely made a difference. I got this quote from All the Women of the Bible. It's written by Edith Dean. And she says in this book, "Certainly, of all the famous women in the Old Testament, she was the wisest. She was the wisest." If you had asked me, if I were reading in the beginning of the Bible or beginning of this episode, or the Old Testament rather, who would I pick as the most wise woman in the Old Testament? I would maybe think of others who were wise in big ways, but I certainly wouldn't have thought of this woman. Now, Abigail certainly was smart. She was smart. She was good for her husband. She had good relationships with the workers. They knew they could come to her and that she would act appropriately. What else about her? She was able to act quickly and decisively. She was loyal to her husband, even though it was widely known that he was a foolish scoundrel, her husband Nabal. She didn't badmouth him. She was able to pull things together quickly, and the servants reacted quickly. She was courageous in going to meet David. She knew he would be angry and that it could be dangerous to meet him. She waited for the right moment to tell Nabal about what had happened, what the consequences could have been. Was she wise? Look at what James 3 says, 13 through 17. James 3, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. And she certainly showed this. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Verse 17, James 3. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So Abigail definitely was a wise woman in the Old Testament, and it's quite unlikely that she's one that would come to mind. Well, it's also quite unlikely that I will ever be a Jeopardy contestant. They had an online test. I don't know if they still have it out there, but I tried that test a couple of times, and I don't seem to have the rapid recall of my younger years. I'm not quick to remember things that don't come to mind. And if anyone ever asks me about Martin Van Buren, I won't be able to provide much information. But when it comes to Abigail that I've been talking about, I will remember her wisdom with Nabal and David, and will recall why she truly is considered to be one of the wisest women of the Old Testament.